since we're going to be talking about bouquets for a while, I thought I would feature my musical bouquet by the Love Unlimited Orchestra. Yes, love, true love. As we talk about bouquets of flowers, I'm going to be talking about two bouquets today. Two of them, but I'm going to start with the one that we ordinarily think about when we think about bouquets, and that is bouquets of flowers. Merriam-Webster defines a bouquet as a group of flowers with a usually pleasant smell, and they're fastened together. Particular and usually pleasant smell, and they're fastened together. And it's interesting that flower arrangements can be used to send messages. How many of you have done that? You know, I ask you if you like looking at bouquets of flowers. And I do want us to focus on the bouquet right now. I don't want us to just look at a single flower, a single carnation, or a single lily. Let's focus on the bouquet, a flower arrangement. How many of you have sent a flower arrangement to someone you love recently? And how did they respond? Whether it was to your wife or to your daughter, maybe a niece who really looks up to her uncle, really loves her uncle. How many of you have sent a flower arrangement, and what message did you want it to convey? What message did you want to go along with that flower arrangement? Well, let's take a look at some of the flowers that can be found in bouquets. How about, and I'm going to see as I list some of these, see if some of your favorites are included in this list. And this is not an exhaustive list. It's not intended to be. I just want us to take a look at some of the types of flowers that are used to make up bouquets, flower arrangements. How about carnations? Now, what colors can you find carnations in? How about pink, red, yellow, white? How about striped? When's the last time you saw a striped carnation? Now, as we talk about these different flowers, just kind of imagine each of these flowers, even if there's more than one, being put into the basket that's going to be used to hold the flower arrangement. Here we have a carnation. How about, what if we were to put in several carnations and each of them a different color? And by the way, the colors of these various flowers that I'm sharing with you are not intended to be exhaustive either. Just want to give you some partial listings here, some partial ideas, so that we can just kind of get in our minds what one of these floral arrangements would look like. Okay, so we talked about the carnations. How about the chrysanthemum? A lot of people really like the chrysanthemum. It can be white, red, yellow. How about these two colors? Bronze or cosmos? Yes, a cosmos colored chrysanthemum. I know some of you are thinking, okay, this is all good. Carnations, chrysanthemums, but come on now. One of the most popular flowers in all the world, I haven't heard you mention it yet. Okay, here it comes. The rose. That's right. How about a pink rose? Man, you talk about a beautiful color. Pink rose. Red rose. How about the white rose? Yellow rose. We mentioned the red rose and the white rose. What about the rose that is red and white? A red and white rose. I'm telling you, these flowers can be so beautiful. And when they are lush, They're vibrant. They're fresh. And they're sitting in that basket or standing in that basket just talking to you. They just grab your attention and just make you want to look and look and look and look and stare. One more rose that I'd like for you to consider. This is one that a lot of people are just fascinated by. The black rose. Yes, so we have the black rose, the red and white rose, yellow rose, pink rose, white rose, red rose. Can you imagine having at least three or four of those roses, different colors, in the same basket? The orchids. They can be pansy or poppy orchids. The lily. And we can be enthralled by the Casablanca lily or the day lily. What about the lilac iris or the ivy iris or the tulip? Let's add some more color here. We have the pink one again. How about a purple tulip or a violet tulip? Come on now, this basket is looking pretty good. What if we had a basket that had a purple tulip and a violet tulip? Those are different colors. Same family? Yes. Different? Yes. Purple tulip, violet tulip, in a basket with a poppy orchid, a day lily, a red and white rose, a yellow rose, a black rose, a pink rose, with a cosmos-colored chrysanthemum, and a striped carnation, and a yellow carnation, all in the same basket. What if we had several of some of those colors of the same flower? Filling that basket up. Man, you know, the more y'all are talking about it, the more you're making me want to go out and get myself a basket of flowers. Get my own bouquet. Set it on the dining room table. You know, I was asking you a little earlier about the last time you sent, but how about even the last time you received a bouquet of flowers? What message did you send, or if someone sent the bouquet of flowers to you, what message did you receive? How did you interpret that bouquet of flowers that had been sent to you? Let's talk some more about meaning, flowers and meaning, when I come back.